What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be doing a recap of Thursday night game, which will be short and sour. Our predictions for the week, our DFS picks, and our midseason awards. For the recap, Broncos-Raiders. That game was terrible. We were right on the under. That's all I got. That game sucked. Surprise.
I didn't anticipate under 20.
Yeah. I mean,
it was 42 and a half.
And it was, I'm not sure many people did, but 20. Like the Broncos just looks, they suck. I'd have to say their offense sucks.
I don't know that their offense sucks, but there's been a whole lot of times where we've talked about in depth how the Packers kind of play down to opponents. And Peyton coaches almost scared. Mm-hmm. He doesn't coach scared. That's probably the wrong word for Peyton and LaFleur. But they do just enough, or what they think is just enough, and it's going to bite them like it does the Packers at times.
Yeah.
Where the other team just makes better play. Because Carolina, frankly, is better than the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on with the Raiders, and like they couldn't target Brock Bowers for anything yesterday. It was pathetic.
Yeah, they're trash. Both teams are trash.
I mean,
offensively.
The Broncos team is not trash, but
they play like trash. The offense,
I really don't think they're trash, but I think that the way they game plan is
stupid game plans. But yeah, I mean, a bad game. They hit the under. That's all we got.
Who cares about that damn game at this point?
Yeah. Our predictions for this week. Falcons, Colts, I think that'll be a decent game. I think Bijan might have a decent week.
I think Kyle Pitts might, Drake London. Man, I'm interested to see what happens with that. Because Indy is not great against the pass, but they've obviously added Sauce Gardner, who is a very talented player, has not always played up to the talent that he has, though. And I say that as I'm a Sauce Gardner fan, if you can't tell, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with, because I think it's possible Drake London, we talked just before we got on here about Smith Njigba being matchup proof. It doesn't necessarily matter. Is London in that territory right now? Because dude has been really, really good this year.
Yeah, he's been really good, but like the quarterback play in Atlanta is so inconsistent.
Agree.
It's hard to trust him. Not because of him, because of his quarterback. And the Falcons' game plan sucked, too.
I don't disagree with that, because they're not using Bijan the way they should.
No.
By any means. But I do think they use Drake well, and I think they use Kyle Pitts well.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's always a fight between quarterback play and offensive scheming.
Agree.
So it's really hard to predict when they have great games and when they have terrible games.
For sure. I want to like Drake. But I would lean more towards guys like Puka and Smith Njigba if you can this week.
Yeah, but I think the Colts win. I think they're kind of try to like blow them out, if I were to guess, after last week.
I think the Colts are going to be out to prove that they are not a fluke. Like some, I've heard way more people than I anticipated hearing how crappy they are, and that they were. This is proof that they were a farce. They were overrated. All of that stuff. I just don't get that, because I don't feel that they are. I think that's a great offense, and they just had a bad game.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, we'll see. But yeah, I like the Colts. I just think they're going to be out for – I like everybody on the Colts, frankly. I think they're going to be out to prove.
I think Jonathan Taylor has a great game again.
Yeah.
Last week I predicted he was only going to have one touchdown. He ended up with zero.
Texans-Jags, I think the Texans win this one. Just purely defense. I think this is going to be a defensive game.
Jacksonville is a favorite here. A very minuscule favorite, but a favorite nonetheless.
Yeah.
I am just shocked by that.
Yeah, Houston's defense is too good. I do not trust... Oh, man. I do not trust Trevor Lawrence at all. He's just not great. And, I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball well against Houston. Houston is one of the top defenses in the league, and the Jaguars have not been playing great offense.
The over-under on this game is 37.5.
Mm. I think I like the under. Stroud is out. Davis Mills is playing. Davis Mills can have some good games, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Davis Mills every now and then has those games.
Is the running game good enough to lean on that? I don't know that it is.
I don't know.
Maybe some like short dink and dunk passes. I would look for Woody Marks to have a big game here.
Yeah.
Possible. Because now, as we talked that out just now, like that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Nico, Davis like Mills Nico. Targets Nico a lot.
I like Nico in this game. I don't know. Like, I could see him having like 5 catches, 60, 70 yards, and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to lean towards the under on this game too.
Yeah. Panthers Saints. I like the Panthers. If I were to guess, it's probably going to be one-sided for the Panthers, but who knows with how that offense runs. I feel like they're going to be running a lot of Dowdle, but the Saints have been pretty good recently with their run defense.
Yeah. I'm not worried. Rico Dowdle, I think, is also
good enough. Right? Yeah.
In 3 of the last 5 games, Rico Dowdle has had over 30 DFS points on DraftKings. Over 30, man. And in the 3 games that he's done that, he was the primary back. And the other 2, he was splitting time with Chuba, and Chuba actually had a little more time than he did. And last week they said, nope, Rico's going to be the main back, and he went off for over 30 points again. New Orleans, yes, has been a little better against the run, but, man, I don't think it matters with this team.
Yeah.
I think that's their identity, and it's partly their identity because it has to be. Bryce Young can't do it by himself by any means.
Yeah.
And so the only way he has a chance of passing the ball is by doing it through the run. And they won against Green Bay last week, and he had like 3 some odd points fantasy-wise. That was it. And they won.
Yeah.
So I like the under on this game too, and I would almost tease this game and the Jacksonville-Houston game and add like 3 or 4 points, so make them like 40 and 41 and a half, 40 and a half and 41 and a half. And put those together, it'll be plus money a little bit. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, but I think the Panthers win. Their defense is good enough. They're going to shut down Saints, I think. Buccaneers and Patriots. I think that'll be a pretty good game. It's going to be pass heavy.
Yeah.
Receivers, tight ends. I just think it's going to be a great game overall. I think the Buccaneers end up winning that game.
I really like Tez Johnson and DeMario Douglas in this game.
Yeah.
But I like Drake May and Baker Mayfield a ton. The over-under on this is 40 and a half, and I like the over.
I like the over, yeah. 40 and a half, that's it?
48 and a half.
Oh, 48 and a half, all right.
40 and a half, man, you better be putting and laddering that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think Bucks.
I think Patriots. Patriots, the Bucks are 2.5-point favorites. I definitely like the Patriots on the plus 2.5, but I like the Patriots to win the game outright too.
Yeah, I can see that.
That team is really, really good right now, man.
Yeah, both teams have been killing it.
Agreed. I just think the Patriots have been more impressive.
Yeah,
probably because we didn't expect it, so that is what's more impressive to me.
Yeah. Browns Jets. I think that'll be another bad game.
I do too. I think I like the over. Because it's only 37 and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just hopeful, wishful thinking.
I feel like that's hopeful, wishful thinking.
I could see the Jets putting up 14 and the Browns putting up 24 here.
Yeah. No? I mean, maybe. I don't see the Jets putting up much. I think Myles Garrett's just going to terrorize Justin Fields. Garrett Wilson is supposed to be back. So, I mean, I don't know. That could change something. But I just don't trust that Jets offensive line.
I like Mason Taylor in this game, too.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But I think the Browns win this one.
I mean, yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
The Browns are kind of middle. Their one weakness, so to speak, is against the tight end.
Yeah.
Just saying. I like Mason with that.
Mm, I mean, yeah.
And I love Judkins in this game.
Mm-hmm. Ravens Vikings. I like Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones. Honestly, I think you can throw Vikings receivers in there now. JJ looked great last week.
I like Addison a little more.
Yeah.
And it just because the secondary cornerbacks aren't going to be as good as, so I think JJ is going to be covered and doubled more. Kyle Hamilton will probably follow JJ a little more and everything else. I want to like the Vikings running backs. I think they split them up too much to make neither of them relevant.
Yeah.
So they would be touchdown dependent. So take your guess. If you want to play one of those guys, take your guess which one you think is going to get the touchdown.
Yeah. I like Mark Andrews and Lamar this week.
Yeah, I like that.
But, yeah. I think I have to go Vikings.
I'll go Ravens.
Yeah. I hate going Vikings, but I gotta go Vikings. They looked great last week.
They did. And I think they're just really inconsistent, so that's why I don't think that's gonna be cool. Well, we haven't seen JJ for a minute, like play two games in a row, so who knows?
We'll see.
I think JJ could be a nice guy, especially like DFS this week, because he's only in 4,900.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If he gets 20 points, that's four times value with that.
Mm-hmm. Bills, Dolphins. I like the Dolphins this week. I'm just kidding. I like James Cook this week, but other than that, maybe Kincaid also, but I don't really like many people from the Dolphins side. Maybe A-Chain. Waddle maybe, but that's it.
Waddle be just because he's going to be force fed.
Yeah.
And so it's just sheer volume. I could see playing him. I like Cook a lot. I like Allen. And I like you said, Kincaid too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you covered it all. I'll shut up.
Bears-Giants. I think that'll be a pretty good game.
I expect a ton of scoring in this game.
Yep.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if that's the highest scoring game in the whole week.
Again, Bears back-to-back with scoring a lot.
Both these defenses suck.
Yeah.
Did you know, though, that Brian Burns is leading the league in sacks?
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what I said.
That's crazy.
I was so surprised by that. But, I mean, outside of that, defensively, like, I don't think there's much to like for either side.
No.
But I think there's Bears a whole defense lot to like still injured. Offensively
yeah.
on both sides. I like Theo Johnson. If you want like a cheap tight end, I like Wandell Robinson. I like Rome. I mean, I like Colston Loveland.
DJ looks like he's building chemistry with Caleb now.
I want to like Swift. I want to like Menangai, but who knows what they're going to do? They said that they're going to go with a hot hand. Who knows what that means? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially in a Ben Johnson's offense, it's super hard to see what's going
to
happen.
So, like, I'm hesitant to play either of them.
Yeah.
In a DFS type setting, I'd play both of them and hope for the best, unless you got a clear cut better option.
Yeah. I mean, the totals is 47 points. I like the over.
Love the over. And I love laddering this over.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be like 12 to 15 now.
Mm-hmm.
But I expect a ton of points in this game.
Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully the Bears win.
It'll be the second straight Bear game that's happened, yes?
Yeah, just being out Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon is really going to do that to you.
Yeah, and Jackson Dart's just fun to watch. And I think he tears this defense up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Caleb does the same. I think the Bears win this game.
Seahawks-Cardinals. Seahawks. I like JSN this week. I don't trust Seattle with the running backs, though.
Agreed.
They blew out Washington, and neither running back ended up scoring. So, I mean, that's hard to pick. Marvin Harrison looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
He had a great game last week, but he's going up against Herb.
Devin plays.
Yeah.
I like Trey.
I like Trey.
Trey and JSN are by far the best pieces in this game.
Oh, 100%. But, yeah, I think Seahawks, and they're probably going to try to do what they did last week again. I wouldn't be shocked if that happens.
Do you think you don't think Arizona can keep it close?
I mean, I think they might be able to. It's definitely going to depend on how Brissett plays.
He's
been playing pretty well.
Agreed. I like them to cover the spread at 6.5.
Yeah, I can see it being a close game.
Seattle's coming off that big game from the other night where they just cooked. And I could see them just not being as crisp.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. Like, this is a good team. And Sam Darnold is playing some really good quarterback right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, underrated.
Oh, yeah.
About how good he's playing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's been killing it. I think that's an understatement. He's been on fire, I think, this season.
I want to like the over on this at 44.5, but I don't like either one way or the other enough to one, bet on it myself, but especially to tell other people what I think.
Yeah. Lions, Washington. I think Lions are going to kill him. Both running backs, I think, have great games. And Amon-Ra, I like Amon-Ra, but I also like Jameson this week. I think I'm leaning more towards Amon-Ra, though.
I lean more towards Jameson.
Yeah.
They need to get him going. Like, they need to get him going.
Because he hasn't had a great game this season yet, has he?
Really has not. He's had a couple of good games lately.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not had that big game. I think this is it. Marshawn Lattimore and Bobby Wagner are the only two pieces of Washington's defense that are any good, consistently at least. And I think Lattimore just shadows Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra is going to get 6-7 catches, don't get me wrong. I think Jameson gets deep for a couple of deep balls. And Detroit does that patent play that they like to do, throwing it deep to Jameson when he can. And I don't know that there's another cornerback besides Lattimore that can stick with Jameson on Washington's team.
Yeah.
And then you're leaving Amon-Ra to just do that. So, I mean, pick your poison. I'd pick Jameson to beat me than Amon-Ra because I think it's almost a guarantee with Amon-Ra.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Lions are going to, like, they're really going to take out some anger from last week out, I think, on Washington.
Reverse thing of my expectations with Seattle.
Yeah. Rams-Niners. I think that could be a pretty good game. I like the Rams. Stafford and Puka connection is back. I think it's going to be a great game.
Rams defense is really good.
Yeah.
Having said that, I love the over. The over is 49.5. And I lean towards the over for sure.
Yeah.
And kind of want to pair that with the Bears game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think it stays close enough.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Puka, Kyren, I think that whole offense feeds on both sides, honestly. Kittle, I think we'll have a pretty good game.
Johnson? Juwan Johnson?
This was the game that Tongas blew up on, so I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be any different for Kittle.
I hope so, because I don't think he's really had that big game yet. I mean, was hurt for more than he's played, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like CMC. I think that this is a... I could see this going over 60. I'm not saying it's going to, but I could see that happening.
Yeah. Steelers, Chargers. I like Chargers this week. I think it will be a pretty good game, though. Just both offensive have been playing pretty good recently.
Chargers run the ball enough to keep the Steelers defense from doing what they did last week against Indy?
Maybe.
So Indy's line is far better than the Chargers line.
Yeah.
Right now. Because the Chargers had all those injuries on the tackles and stuff.
Yeah.
But Justin Herbert is better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And nothing to get, Daniel is playing the best season of his career. Don't get me wrong. But Justin Herbert's just more talented. So he's going to be able to get rid of the ball faster. Like, he's not going to, I don't anticipate he would make the same kind of mistakes. Even if they are getting to him. But I think that they need to learn from what Indy did and don't abandon the run.
Yeah.
Because that's what killed the Colts. They abandoned the run way too quick and way too fast, and it didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
They did it way too early.
Mm-hmm.
This is two teams that have notoriously had really good defenses. Mm-hmm. The over-under is 45.5, and I want to like the over.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of scoring.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. But yeah, just, I think that'll be a pretty good Sunday night game.
Agreed.
Monday is Eagles and Packers. Hopefully the Eagles win. I hope they do. I really want the Eagles to win. I want them to kill the Packers. Losing Tucker Kraft, I think that's going to hurt the offense a lot. I think Christian Watson could have a good game. Josh Jacobs, Dobbs. Maybe. Dobbs. Yeah.
I like Jacobs to have a good game.
Yeah. I think, Saquon could. A.J. Brown should be back. I like A.J. and Devontae. I think this could be Eagles.
I like Goddard, too.
Yeah. I think this will be that will be a great game.
And having said that, I like Jalen Hurts quite a bit, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, just I'm hoping this will be a better week of football than last week. Last week was rough.
Yeah. Last week was incredibly rough.
Yeah.
I think it will be. I think it'll be a really good week.
Yeah. DFS picks. My picks for this week are Jackson Dart at 5,700. I think that's pretty good value for quarterback, especially for somebody as talented as he is against that bad of a defense. I like David Montgomery. Like I said, when we were talking about Detroit game, I expect the Detroit running backs to play great. Wandale Robinson. I mean, dude's just been racking in targets like crazy, with him and Theo being really the only, like, I guess, consistent passing options on that team. I could see an argument for Darius Slayton too. High upside against, like I said, a bad Bears defense. And Dalton Kincaid. I think the last time he played the Dolphins, he had a pretty decent game, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he started out hot.
If Robinson can add yardage with the receptions that he's been getting, look out.
Yeah.
And I think this is a prime game for that to happen, like you said. Mm-hmm. I really like that idea. My four, I don't have any running backs. No, I have one running back. I'm sorry. Rico Dowdle. So I expect him to be highly owned. And I generally do not recommend guys that I think will be highly owned. But I think Rico Dowdle is cheap enough at 6,300 that, like I said earlier in the episode, he has scored more than 30 points in three of the last five games. All three of those games, he was the feature back. He didn't split time. And he was the primary guy who had like 80 to 85% or more of the snaps. He carried the ball at least 23 times in all three of those games. That doesn't count the targets he had. Just carried the ball. And he is too good to get that many touches and not go off. And this is a bad defense against the run.
Yeah.
He is in a prime spot, and at only 6,300, I expect him to come close, if not hit, that 3,000 again. Or that 30 points again. And that's a lot to expect out of a guy. But it would not shock me one bit. David Njoku, as 3,200 at tight end, he and Fannin have both been in double digits in two of the last three games. They are the primary receivers for Gabriel, and I expect that to happen again. And I think Njoku has a field day in this game against the Jets, who have nobody on defense. Jameson Williams, I talked about him earlier. I think I like him more than Amon-Ra, at least at the price and the price difference. In two of his last three games, he had at least 15 points and at least six targets. Washington is absolutely awful against wide receivers, especially anybody not covered by Marshon Lattimore, who will be all over Amon-Ra. I would be shocked if he splits time. I would expect him to follow Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
And then Tez Johnson has been building momentum over the last four games. In three of the last four, he's hit double digits, with the other game at 9.3 points in DFS. Targets have increased over the last four games, 4, 3, 9, and 6, and he is only 4,500. He would need 18 points to hit four times the value. I think that is a big game. At some point, he's going to break out, and I think this is a really good game for him to do that. We talked about the back and forth between the Patriots and the Bucks. He's in a prime spot to get a lot of love because the Patriots are going to have Christian Gonzalez all over Emeka Egbuka. And there's a major fall off for them as well from Christian Gonzalez to their cornerback two. And I think Tez Johnson is far better than the cornerback two for the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's a good route runner. Have you watched his run routes? I mean, he's pretty good for a rookie like that. So is Egbuka for that matter. But they do a really good job of developing receivers down there.
Yeah. Yeah. They kill it. Midseason awards. To start off, MVP. I have Jonathan Taylor winning the MVP this year. At least, I think he's the MVP.
But I would be shocked if he gets it.
Yeah, me too.
But he is my MVP of the season with a runner-up to Drake May.
Really?
Yep.
I think mine is JSN. It's my runner-up.
I like that.
Yeah. While on the topic. But yeah, Jonathan Taylor has been killing it. Understatement. Huge understatement. He has been on fire this season. If he can continue at the pace that he's going, I think there's definitely an argument for him to actually be a winner or win the MVP this year. But he's got to have like an insanely, like a generational season, kind of like LaDainian Tomlinson did. Just, yeah. Offensive player of the year, JSN. He has been on fire this year. I think statistically he's the best receiver in the league right now.
Yes.
And I don't think it's really close, is it?
Are we talking, like, how, what do you mean with statistics?
I know yards, he's definitely the leader. I mean, so he's just.
Points per game in fantasy, he's third behind Rashee Rice and Nacua. He's got more yards because Nacua's been hurt, but he's only got one more game and he has like 237 more yards. He has an extra touchdown over him. I would like to see him getting more touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's only got four, and that's just disappointing. Mm-hmm. Not his necessarily his fault. Just
no.
That's a little disappointing.
But, yeah.
But how impressive is it for him and Puka to put up as many points as they have without those touchdowns?
Yeah. They've been killing it this year.
Yes.
Both of them.
For sure. My offensive player of the year is Drake May at midseason. These are at midseason. Drake May with JSN as the runner up.
Mm-hmm. My defensive player of the year is Myles Garrett. He's been on fire this season and, I didn't expect it. It's not like the, Browns have that many great players to like pull that pressure off him.
Yeah.
And he's still outplaying every offensive line he's pretty much gone against this season.
So I'm going to say Peyton and I did not discuss this or go over this together at all. This is the first we're hearing of each other's. Having said that, my defensive player of the year is Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
The runner-up is Brian Burns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like him leading the league in sacks is crazy. I mean, you don't hear about it because the Giants are just
one
really
more
bad on
Garrett.
Defense.
One more than Garrett. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. Offensive rookie of the year. It was really hard to pick between Tyler Warren and Egbuka, but I'm going Tyler Warren. He has been killing it on the Colts. He has taken them, a step up. Them having a tight end that they can 100% trust, because the last couple of years have been a real struggle for the Colts with their tight ends. He's taken the Colts to the next level.
I thought that this was the award that was the hardest to decide.
Yeah.
And not just for the winner, but also the runner-up. This is the award that had the most people that had strong arguments, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Warren has a strong argument. Quinshon Judkins, Egbuka. I would argue that Gentry has a strong argument.
Mm-hmm.
With the line that he's had to run behind, and you know what I mean? He still put up good numbers. I picked Egbuka with Judkins as the runner-up, but man, this is far from over for the season.
Yeah. My defensive rookie of the year is Abdul Carter. Hear me out. He does have half a sack so far this season, but he has 34 pressures so far. No other rookie has more than 17. He also has 20 quick pressures. No other rookie has more than 9. And while he has 20, he is third in the league, only behind Will Anderson and Nick Bonito.
He is also
which is crazy.
Defensive rookie of the year.
Yep, he's been killing
it. Wasn't even close to me. This was the second easiest one to decide for me.
Yeah.
The easiest was the next award.
Comeback player of the year, Christian McCaffrey. To me, I think.
I actually feel stupid now.
Who do you have?
Not him. And it shouldn't have been the easiest now that you said that.
Who do you have?
Daniel Jones.
I don't think he's eligible. I think it has to be an injury for you to win comeback player of the year.
No, I think you can just suck too.
Oh. Well, then I guess you can
use him. Be wrong. If I'm wrong, then you're right. It's CMC. Easily.
Yeah. But yeah.
Maybe Christian I should look McCaffrey. Into that for the end of the year awards.
But yeah, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, he's been playing really good. I mean, a lot of people did not expect that. Being
Saquon
out.
Barkley, does he count for this?
No. No. I don't know what he's coming year. Back from.
if it's from them sucking, he will next year.
Yeah. Best team. This one sucked, but I think it's the Chiefs.
No.
I know they had a bad showing last week, but I still think it's the Chiefs.
They had a terrible showing last week, and they had a terrible showing. They were 1-3 at one point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Yeah, they started out rough, but like, I don't know. They've been playing really good.
I don't disagree with
that.
Not
last week.
They have been. Up until last week, they had been. They were the hottest team in the league, for sure.
Yeah.
My best team is the Patriots with the runner-up, the Colts.
Yeah. But yeah, my most surprising team is Colts. I mean, nobody expected this. I doubt anybody's. Nobody expected this unless they were a delusional Colts fan. Not a single person.
Agree.
And you can't tell me otherwise.
They are my most surprising, with the Seattle Seahawks being second. I've been really, really impressed with the Seahawks.
To me, the worst team in the league, this was a toss-up between the Jets and the Dolphins, but I ended up going with the Jets. Especially with what happened after during the trade deadline, I think it just solidified their spot.
So I have the Jets as well, but the Dolphins didn't even come into consideration for me.
Really?
So to me, this was down to the Jets, Titans, Saints, and dang it, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Raiders.
Yeah.
But the Titans were second, like the runner-ups to me for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Titans may not be in that spot at the end of this season.
Yeah.
I like what McCoy has done there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that will continue to grow where some of those other teams, including the Dolphins, I think that that'll continue going the wrong way as well.
Yeah. But yeah, the Jets, just they suck. Easily. They're easily the worst team. I don't think
you will never hear from me again about banging for Justin Fields to have a starting spot again.
Yeah.
I hate that because I like that young man. Like I like watching him play. It's just not working.
Yeah.
Tell Eli to calm down over there.
I don't know what's going on, dude. yeah, Jets have sucked. But, I mean, I did not expect that. I think that could also be in the surprising column.
I think we both picked them to be, like, middle of the road.
Yeah, but so, that was wrong.
Yeah. And I expected the Patriots to be in second, but not first, and not this good.
Yeah.
I thought the Patriots would be this good next year.
Yeah.
But that team.
Now, they really turned it around really quick.
It's only halfway through. Let's see if they can finish it. It's a young team, but it's a really good team.
Yeah.
And Mike Vrabel, like, tell me coaching doesn't matter. Tell me coaching doesn't matter. Look what Vrabel has done with that team. I get Drake May's got another year under his belt and everything else. But.
The turnaround for that team was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe and leave a review if you're on any podcast platform. If you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you guys think. Thank you.
Please subscribe.